decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. So Joseph went up from Nazareth to the town of Bethlehem to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. An angel of the Lord appeared and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Long before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah foretold to the people walking in the darkness that they would see a great light and their joy would be increased, that they would rejoice before God as the people rejoice at the harvest. The world watched and waited.
No.
The promised king did arrive on a starlit night in a stable near Bethlehem. An angel appeared to a group of shepherds and told them that they would find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." The shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. They fell to their knees and worshiped the newborn king. Then they returned to the flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard.
Jesus.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Rejoice, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace. God's hallowed on the mountain.